Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is author Tom Emery. We're going to be discussing some new Macoupin County history books that are about to be released. And welcome to the show, Tom.
How are you doing today, Rick?
I'm doing all right. Tom, you have authored books now for many years, starting a long time ago. I think I probably did an interview with you on your first one, but let's talk just a little bit about your career in writing books, mainly sort of a historical nature, but you've went the gamut in many of your works, and maybe talk just a little bit about your writing career.
Thank you. I've done 33 book and booklet titles in my career. I've also had byline articles in over 150 newspapers. I specialize in historical topics, Illinois, Missouri Midwestern history, Lincoln-themed history. My books tend to get a little bigger as I get along. I try to get more in depth. And breaking new ground is just really, really important to me. I like to do things no one has ever done before and provide a fresh angle on historical topics that, A, have not been covered, or B, something different on ones that have been covered.
What was your first book, Tom?
It was Richard Rowett, Thoroughbreds, Beagles, and the Civil War, about a Civil War hero from north of Carbonville, who was an Illinois state politician, a noted breeder of thoroughbred horses, and the man who's credited with introducing the truebred beagle hound to this country, hence the title of the book.
As you said, you've worked on many things, and also some of your works, they've been recognized by various sources, and maybe you could just go into that a bit.
I've won 13 awards from the Illinois State Historical Society, and I've also had reviews from some of the top Lincoln experts in the Springfield area, ones like Dr. Wayne Temple, Catherine Harris, who used to be the Director of Library Services at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. I've been reviewed by some of the top Lincoln experts in the field, and I think that really kind of validates what I do, and I'm very proud of that.
Let's move on to these upcoming works that are going to be released. There's three that are coming up very soon. Two of them will deal, I guess we will say, with Macoupin County, the other with more Madison County. And first off, the first book, let's discuss that one. It is called The Macoupin County History Reader, and what will that entail?
That is a compilation of 87 articles I've done in my career on various themes of Macoupin County history, including the beginning, the origins of the county, pioneer days, Lincoln and the Civil War, post-war and antebellum times, late 19th century, coal mining and agriculture, sports heroes, notable women that have come out of Macoupin County. It's an assortment that I'm trying to put together that will provide a comprehensive, just a well-rounded look at the history of Macoupin County from its inception, 1829, to the present. I don't think anything like this has ever been done. There have been a number of county histories done, but this is really different than anything else. And my goal is to create a fresh look at different aspects of the county that people hadn't really thought about.
I think many of the county books you refer to were done between about 1876 and 1911, wasn't it?
Yeah, most of them are older. I know there was a well-regarded 1979 sesquicentennial history when we celebrated 150th anniversary of Macoupin County, Carbonville. But there hasn't been a lot done recently, you're right.
Now, this book, how large is it? I mean, how many pages are we talking about as far as this book?
It's going to be over 200 pages. It's going to be a full-length book. The articles are full-length. So it's a full-size book, believe me.
And the book, I said earlier, that soon to be released. If people are interested in possibly obtaining the book, when will that be available to the general public?
This one will be released in December. I would encourage people to go ahead and reserve copies because I don't print in huge quantities. So if people want one, please go ahead and get in touch with me. It will be delivered in December.
And the next book is a popular topic with you, I believe. This one is called Lincoln in Macoupin County, and we know you've done several works on Lincoln. Tell us about that one.
Lincoln had a number of connections here in Macoupin County, particularly in the Carbonville area. A lot of people don't realize, A, how many times he was here, B, the number of friendships he did have here, because he had several that were of note. And all the people also don't realize that while we're very proud of our connections to Lincoln today, we certainly weren't in the 1850s and 1860s because Macoupin County, like many counties around here, voted against Lincoln twice, did not particularly support him, and really was not overly friendly to him. But there are a number of interesting law cases he had here, political connections. He influenced the economic development of the county with the coming of the railroads in 1852. So Lincoln, there are a lot of aspects of Lincoln and Macomb County that a lot of people don't realize.
Is there a lot of, I don't know if you dug it up in your research, but is there a lot of, shall we say, maybe misnomers or maybe fact? Did he travel besides just the capital of Macoupin County here in Carlinville? Did he travel in other areas of the county as well?
That's one interesting aspect of that. Before the railroads were laid through here in 1852, he would have taken stagecoach through Macoupin County quite a bit. There's not a lot of references to him visiting particular towns or stopping in particular towns. That's not to say he didn't. But he passed through here a number of different times, either from, and would roughly be the Verdon of Carlinville, southern Macoupin County route, as well as the eastern part of Macoupin County, who would pass through a place called Macoupin Point, among others. So he did pass through here a number of times, either on the stage or on the railroad.
Now, I guess that transitions to the third work, that is Lincoln, but it's going to deal with Madison County, obviously not too far from Macoupin, and tell us about that.
That is Lincoln and Alton. That was, many people associate Lincoln's time in Alton with his debate with Douglas there on October 15, 1858. But Lincoln had many, many connections to Alton from a legal, political, even a business standpoint. Had a number of friendships in Alton, made several noteworthy speaking appearances there. Some of the people were among his better friends. I don't want to say best, but better friends. But there are also some interesting aspects to Lincoln and Alton. Some of his friends were maybe not of the best character there. One, for example, was a particular Alton lawyer who Lincoln appointed to a judgeship in federal judgeship in Kansas, who was later impeached on the federal level. One of only 20 men to suffer the indignity of an impeachment at the federal level. Lincoln was connected to Shurtleff College, which closed in 1957. Had some very interesting legal cases there, including one with a New York actress who fell in a pretty much an open door on a sidewalk. There's been some researchers believe that Lincoln was attracted to a young woman originally from the Alton area that may have led to a temporary breakup with Mary Todd. That's not proven, but some researchers have speculated that. Lincoln also nearly fought a duel in Alton, and that is a whole other story as well. So there are a myriad of connections of Lincoln to Alton. I think it's one of the more interesting cities in Lincoln's pre-presidency in the state of Illinois.
And for the Lincoln books, be it the Macoupin County-based one or the Alton-based one, any deadlines or when are those coming out?
The Lincoln and Alton book will come out in December as well. The Lincoln Macoupin I'm scheduling for February right now. So in December be the Macoupin County History Reader and Lincoln and Alton. In February be Lincoln and Macoupin.
And Tom, for those interested, who or what avenue do they contact concerning obtaining the book and so forth, or any more information?
They can get them directly from me. They can call my phone at 217-854-3010, or they can email me at enjoyhistorytoday, that's all one word, enjoyhistorytoday@gmail.com.
Tom Emery, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
It's my pleasure, Rick. Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.